You're listening to SBS News.
Standing at a workbench in his studio in a suburb near Kuala Lumpur, Tan Chin Seng tunes a violin he has just finished making. The 45-year-old is Malaysia's first professional violin maker. For Tan, creating the instruments from raw wood is a labour of artistry and love.
Everything about the process, you know, there is woodworking, carpentry, artistic thing, there's chemistry, acoustic, physics, everything about violin making. I like it. And also turning wood into musical instruments is just, amazing. Yeah.
Traditionally, luthiers, makers of string instruments like violins and cellos, are associated with Europe, where masters like Antonioni Stradivari and Giuseppe Guarneri shaped the modern violin. But the craft has spread globally, with thriving communities of luthiers in China, Japan, South Korea and Taiwan. Now, in his warmly lit studio, cluttered with chunks of wood, chisels and jars of varnishes, Tan is nurturing the tradition in his own country. His workshop now making around 10 instruments a year.
Right now, in the workshop, there's 7 workbench, so they're all occupied. It takes forever because, never complete. Just like car, you can polish every day.
As a computer science graduate who doesn't play the violin, Tan's path to violin making was unconventional. He was helping his family's food business and co-owned a music school in 2010 when he made a trip to China to have an aging violin restored. The trip sparked Tan's fascination with the craft and led him to undergo an apprenticeship with Chinese instrument maker Han Zhaosheng.
At first it was just, I find it really interesting. Why not just make one violin? It's just after completing the first violin, I know this craft is for me, yeah, and I like it a lot, and
Tan flew back and forth to Beijing for more training, then travelled to Italy to study the craft further. Over the past decade, Tan has earned international accolades for his craftsmanship, and now he mentors a new generation of makers. While most of his students are musicians and young people, Tan says few pursue it as a trade due to the demands of the craft and the domestic market still being small. Still, some have followed in Tan's footsteps, including Chan Shongji, Malaysia's first female luthier. Tan says those who have decided to pursue the craft professionally make up a small but dedicated community, and one he hopes will continue to grow.
We are all crazy. All the luthiers in this workshop, you see, it's all crazy. We just love our work too much.
Angelica Waite, SBS News.